Hi, Beths.
Hey, Beth.
You're Abby.
Dear Kiki.
Red Flag. Desperate Housewife.
Pinot Grigio.
Doesn't want to marry you. Love you like I love you. Don't talk to yourself.
Cheers, Beth.
Cheers.
Ill-advised.
This is ill-advised.
Hi, Biffs.
Hello.
Hello and welcome.
Welcome to Ill Advice,
the podcast where two best friends tell you what to do when someone else already has.
Like the Disney guy.
And not your sister's wrinkled penny of an ex-boyfriend.
Wrinkled penny.
Asshole.
Ew. I'm trying to picture.
Please.
Wrinkled penny.
With a hole punch in it?
No.
No. Makes sense though, right? That's disgusting.
Is that that thing?
Yeah.
A wrinkled penny?
Yeah, I think I heard it in high school right along Dirt Star.
Dirt Star is a good one.
Yeah, wrinkled penny.
Wrinkled penny is really good.
It is really good. It'd be really great if you heard on a porn, please lick my copper.
Speaking of wrinkled pennies, my daughter asked me this morning what my areola was.
Shut up.
Mm.
Does it look like a wrinkled penny? Wait, why is that speaking of a wrinkled penny?
Because, you know, when a nipple gets hard, it gets all smushed and wrinkly and the areola wrinkles to the nipple.
It gets textured.
Yes.
Okay.
Textured.
Yeah. Well, I don't see it as wrinkly. I feel like when a nipple gets hard, it's like, oh no, maybe you're right.
Yeah, no, it like wrinkles, shrivels,
yeah,
like
it goes, yeah,
wrinkles up like a
like an uncut penis when it's soft.
Ew.
Yeah.
So she she sleeps with me lately, mm-hmm. and I sleep naked, obviously,
since the dawn of time.
And so this morning she had like rolled over, or she like slapped her hand over onto my chest,
mm-hmm.
and her hand landed like pretty much on my nipple, and she was like, she didn't pinch, but she was like, what is this? And then she like rolled over and looked, and she was like, what is this part? And specifically pointed to like
the areola.
Yeah. And I was like, that's an areola.
Yep. That's the part that doesn't matter.
She was like going to try to repeat it and then decided not to. She was just like,
let it go.
She just like moved her hand and can we watch a movie?
What kind of movie are we watching?
Disney on Wish. That was the movie. So yeah, wrinkled pennies. And
so that's how you're doing, huh? Areola.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wrinkled penniola.
Yeah.
Hey, how'd you do on your statistics last week?
Oh, well, you want to know?
I sure do.
We got a perfect score.
Guys, this is what happens when we take Easter off and give you a best of episode.
Biff did my homework.
I assisted.
You literally did the entire project.
Listen, I'm trying to not get you expelled.
I hope people from my college,
are you a Biff?
Please don't grade me based on this podcast.
Yeah, just off of my best friend's work.
In my defense, I already had an A.
You already? No, you're too brilliant. I'd like to say that I only assisted you because your tutors were incompetent.
So all fucking 703 all, I was going to say all 7 of them.
Yeah.
Anyways, thanks. We got a perfect score. We're
glad you're doing great with statistics. Yeah. Stadosticks. Every week, I'm going to keep saying it until you're done with that class. What do you have next semester?
I don't even know. Okay. I think I got a week off.
Okay, great. And then?
I don't know.
Are you doing a summer course?
Yeah, I don't stop. Ever.
Oh. That sounds sustainable.
Yeah. So far.
All that concern on your face. You're like, fuck.
So far, so good.
Oh my God.
How you doing?
Oh.
That was a very old man. Oh.
Yeah. I don't know why I was caught off guard by that question. Like, we never ask it. I'm all right. I'm like super fucking high right now, though.
High?
Like not high, but like I'm definitely not me right now, right here in the head. If you were questioning what I was pointing at, this is my head.
Me personally, I was not.
Okay, I was talking to you. I forget that people can't always see us.
Gotcha.
Especially lately. And I started Adderall yesterday.
Mm.
Mm. And yesterday I could have sworn that I was like, great, this isn't doing shit. And today I'm like, what's real? I don't know.
Time is not real.
Sure fucking ain't. Because I don't know where it went. I feel like I did nothing, although I know I was like working today.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like nothing got accomplished. But like, I can safely say like, I was in the zone, you know?
The whole zone.
Yeah, the whole zone.
Yes.
With the wrinkled pennies and the dirt stars. The
whole wrinkled penny. I was in the whole wrinkled penny.
Yeah, it's just, there's a whole blur going on my day today where I was productive. And am I not supposed to remember?
I don't know if there's a right or wrong answer for that.
Like, I know I worked on shit. I can
say that it's relatable.
Yeah.
Kind of getting lost in the sense of time. Mm-hmm. For me, it's not something that stands out because I've always had a horrible sense of time.
That's true. That is very fucking true.
It's not like anything that's like all of a sudden now I have.
Mm-hmm.
But I... Hi, Zaddy.
That was my Marge Simpson.
Okay. Well, awkward.
I'm going to have to keep your throat clearing for this one.
That was hot.
Oh. Okay, sorry. No.
Anyways, do we have questions?
We
have wine.
We have wine.
Yeah.
Why are you fucking confused? I don't need help being fucked up today. Did we not just cover this?
What do you think? I'm brand new.
I don't remember.
This is very on par for it's us. True.
See how off kilter I am? Kilter?
So what are we drinking?
Here. We're drinking wine.
Yes, oh, yeah.
We're drinking wine. Have you been on this podcast before? We drink wine here.
I have. And the occasional cocktail.
Oyster Bay. Not Sauvignon Blanc.
Not our favorite.
But a Pinot Gris. I'm assuming that's how you pronounce it.
Not to be confused with Pinot Grigio.
Right. I was always under the impression that a Pinot Gris was very sweet.
I don't know that I've ever tried a Pinot Gris, so I
don't know that I've ever read the back of an Oyster Bay bottle. We've done this on air before, right?
For
Oyster
sure.
Bay, right?
We did a comparison one.
Oh, that's right. Well, Oyster Bay captures the special character of New Zealand's cool climate. Viticulture.
Mm.
Elegant, assertive wines with glorious fruit flavors. And go ahead and drink responsibly.
Oh, don't mind if I don't.
We fairly, and to be totally honest, we swigged this. Not enough, but we did.
Also, we had plenty of wine prior to.
That's right. Watch this taste like fucking candy. Are you ready? I'm going to fucking
actually
die.
Not be surprised.
I wouldn't either.
For me, if I recall properly,
mm-hmm.
It tasted like an oaky Chardonnay to me.
To me, it tasted like an oaky Pinot Grigio. Interesting.
All right, let's do it.
Let's find out. Same?
Yep.
Not candy. Dry.
Although.
Mm-hmm. I don't hate that oakiness.
Is that pear?
Are you tasting fruit?
Is that pear?
I don't know. It didn't say fruit notes. I was too busy trying to fucking taste Pinot Grigio, to be honest with you. Yeah, it just said fruits. It didn't say what fruit. That's what I'm getting at. Right?
Yes.
What are you doing? Woody's woodpecker. I'm trying to...
Woody's woodpecker. Yeah. I guess I am Woody's woodpecker itself.
Number two.
Okay.
I think I aerated that sip too long because I got nothing, like not even wine.
I really like it.
Yeah.
Better than when I
thought it was good back then.
Yeah, I didn't love it.
Right. Oh, okay. Yes, we did.
Originally.
We had beverages before that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We did.
That's why you got an A. Next.
I can't pinpoint that.
I have a fruit. I don't know what the fruit is.
See?
Pear is not what I'm getting. Although I haven't had a pear in a really long time, so I don't know if I'd be able to pick it up.
It's like green melon pear.
It's almost
like a honeydew, but not honeydew.
I'm going for a fourth one because I need to figure this out. That was the first fruit forward sip I took.
Please do.
I'm getting a hint of Nofa.
No fucking clue.
No fucking clue.
I knew it.
I have no idea. It is fruity in a weird way because I don't really get fruity with like with oaky wines.
Mm-mm, I can never get past the oak.
Right. I kind of like it a lot too. Maybe Oyster Bay is right up there with Sterling for us.
We've always loved Oyster Bay.
That's true, but we only always bought one type of Oyster Bay.
True.
Have we ever had their reds?
No. I'm not a go-to reds.
You used to be.
Girl. Yes.
Know what happened. I think it's because you need a cold beverage.
Probably.
Yeah. Rate it.
4.5.
I fucking knew you were going to say that. I hate when you 0.5 it. It makes me feel inadequate when I say four. Foul.
Foul.
4. What say you? You're sticking with your 4.5?
I'm just trying to figure out why I wouldn't just give it a 5.
I think you'd buy it. I think you wouldn't share it. You'd buy it for the, just to have it here.
No, I wouldn't share this, the Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh, yeah.
That's my back of the fridge. Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah.
But like, company coming over.
I would share this.
Maybe, yeah, 4.5 because I would go out of my way to buy this, but it would be like, oh, Shorty and Cher coming over tonight. Let me get two bottles of the Pinot Gris because I'm not getting two bottles of the Oyster Bay. I mean, the Sauvignon.
Right.
Because I want those.
Right. So you're getting 4 bottles then.
Yes.
This is for you guys. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, 4.5.
All right. That works. I'm going to give it a 4. I would go out of my way to buy it. I would share it. I would have it at a party.
I'm also remembering we drank this piss warm, like right off the shelf.
We did?
Yeah.
Oh.
So that's probably why we couldn't taste the fruity. It was just straight up oak Chardonnay.
Oh, that's probably true.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, right. We swigged it from the bottle.
Yeah. Because we were like, what one do we like? And we're like, we don't know because we haven't tried it either.
Okay, well, the more we know. Mm. So it's like we're trying it for the first time, guys.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pay attention. You know what we're not trying for the first time? This week's writer.
Ooh.
Yeah, you thought I was going to say butt sex.
No.
Okay. Well, I thought you were going to say butt sex. I thought you thought I was going to say butt sex.
I was right.
What?
Pear.
Is it?
Oyster Bay Pinot Gris features delicately
yeah,
scented pear and nectarine.
Scented. Oh, nectarine, I guess.
Graceful stone fruit and floral backdrop with lively, crisp apple freshness.
Interestingly enough, I get all of that now that someone's told me. I smell the pear.
I don't know if I'm familiar with nectarines.
That's what I was getting when I tasted it. It was nectarine. I never think of nectarine when I think of fruit. Nectarines are like the smooth peach almost.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I'm not familiar with nectarines. I don't eat.
I think we've actually talked about how unfamiliar you are with nectarines on the podcast before. Mm. That's what I get. I never think of nectarines.
But I was right. Pear.
You were right. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
Get a load of that pear. Where were we before you oh so rudely interrupted me with your pear?
We're not repeating butt sex.
No, after that.
Who we are repeating.
Oh, Meredith from Love Letters of Boston.com.
Oh, Meredith.
Meredith. We haven't done Meredith in a while.
I think we loved her, right?
We did like her. I think the last time and the first time we did her, we did 2 episodes in a row. And
we probably had questions that we were like, we couldn't choose. So we're like, we're just going to do them next.
Sounds about right, right? Yep. The first one that we have is from Thursday, January 11th, 2024. I was blindsided by the marriage proposal.
Were you in a McDonald's drive-thru?
Oh, is that something I should be?
You opened your Big Mac box and there was a diamond ring sitting on top of your Big Mac. And you were like, really?
Do I really? Did this
happen?
In the
McDonald's parking lot?
Is my
mom even here?
Are we friends with someone? Yeah, she's hiding behind the French fries.
Is my mom in the drive-thru?
She's behind us.
She's the one who put the ring on my Big Mac.
She's the one screaming why the fucking ice cream machine's down again.
She's hiding behind her McDonald's visor.
She gave you the order.
Sticking my diamond in her, in my Big Mac.
Did this happen on a TV show or something?
No, it's just the first thing that came to my mind.
Seriously?
Because.
That's fucking brilliant.
Women are like, we know.
When there's a Big Mac involved?
No, we okay. know when you're proposing.
Oh.
We know when you tell us to, oh, get a special night, throw on this really nice dress. You know what I mean? So if none of that's happening.
So I'm wondering maybe.
Then I'm not anticipating a proposal.
Maybe she was anticipating a proposal, but not the way he did it.
Exactly.
Like.
McDonald's drive-thru.
Right. I guess that's what we were getting at.
Don't you want the number one? I thought you wanted a Big Mac. But babe, you always get the Big Mac. Fine, then I'll get the Big Mac.
Honestly, I would have just made sure that she had fries and put the ring on the fries.
No, because she always wants, no, I don't need the fries. And then she eats your fries.
No, she doesn't, because I won't let her.
Exactly.
But you got your own fries, A.
You said you didn't want fries. You
and
ain't
B,
getting
you
fries.
Always eat the fries first.
Yeah, you gotta eat them while they're hot.
Right. Okay. My partner of nearly 9 years proposed to me and left me feeling totally blindsided.
Yeah. Nine years.
9 years.
Holy wow. shit. Didn't think this was ever coming.
We've been together for a long time. I knew from year one that I could see him as my husband. And you waited?
For fuck's sake.
And you waited?
Men, I have one question.
Am I men?
I don't know.
Okay, great.
What in God's name? What you knew in the first handful of dates.
Mm-hmm.
Why 9 years later are we doing this?
You know,
did
I'm
you finally
not men,
get to
I didn't
like
wait 9 years?
Did you finally get to like? Okay, I guess I'm not gonna do better than this. Like, guess the next best thing isn't coming.
Did you strike out at the local like, bar one too many times?
Right. Oh, damn. Maybe I should hang on to this one.
Damn, it is going to be death, huh?
Like, I don't.
This is way too funny for me. Let's find out where this is going.
Yes.
Since we know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Since we don't know.
Since I think we know. I knew from year one I could see him as my husband. We agree on almost all key topics. Kids, pets, house. We have fun together and love each other
just
deeply.
Just not marriage.
Right. Even though we aren't perfect. There it is. Sometimes we bring out the worst in each other. We exacerbate each other's bad eating and exercising habits. And I know this will lead to health issues in the future. I think that's normal for relationships.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you want a burger? I was trying to be good, but like,
we'll be good next
on your
week.
Burger. Yeah, I right. really do extra.
Right.
Right. We just enable each other to be happy. That's all.
That's and why it's called getting comfy in the relationship.
That's right. And if the language of love is burgers and french fries,
fucking send
no
it.
No McDonald's pun intended, then that's what it is.
That's what it is.
We still struggle to communicate effectively. He avoids conflict and I bottle things up. This sounds pretty textbook to me. Beth, any qualms here so far?
Can't relate to bottling things up.
No, I mean the man. Oh, she. Oh, yeah. Nope. Never mind. That's
yeah.
Roles are reversed. Damn. Yeah. That's why it took forever. You didn't propose.
For that.
Around year five, I lost my father, which led to months of depression and reevaluating things. The whole year and a half was honestly a blur. This is when I started to address the feelings of resentment I had that built up in the relationship. I am a romantic who goes the extra mile. Surprise birthdays, love letters, and a treasure hunt on an anniversary. But I always felt he deserved it. This is a man who is funny, loving, and kind. Someone who cooks, cleans, etc. What did I say? The roles were reversed.
You're right.
When I compare him to other partners in my family, I can't believe how lucky I am. But after years of giving too much of myself, I lost hope that he could meet my needs. I said I wanted to break up to work on myself because I felt broken after my father passed. He didn't want to throw the relationship away while I did this work, so we tried again. I expressed my unmet needs and how I always wanted to marry him. I wanted a house and a family. I felt like I had been waiting.
For like 8 years?
Yeah. Well, at this point, it had only been 5.
Oh, gotcha.
Yes, so I'm kind of getting it now. He said he saw us growing old together and me being his wife. But when he said it, it felt too late. Oh. From there, we started to dig into many issues, love languages, bad habits, and patterns. I asked him to go to therapy with me, and we seemingly made an action plan after many talks. Cue the plan not being followed and us having the same conversation a year later when I got a new job in a different city. I needed to tend to myself, and we compromised on long distance and going to therapy. We made the distance work, but therapy didn't happen. During long distance, we worked on ourselves, we got healthier, and spent time on close relationships. I honestly felt like he was better without me. I saw growth in him, and I saw growth in him that I was proud of, and I was proud of my own work. I planned travel I always wanted to experience. After a year, he got a job in my city, and the long distance ended. We moved in together, and it felt like we were really in a great place. Though we were slightly improved, we still fell into the same old patterns, and foundational issues bubbled up again. We talked about it. Things started to improve, but we needed to do a lot more work, and I knew that.
So this was approximately 6 or 7 years now?
It would have to be. Okay. I would be on the same page as you. At this time, I was close to having enough to a huge trip I had planned and invited him to come with me. We figured out a way to travel for 6 months. It has been so incredible. It was something I had always imagined doing by myself, but having him there was such a blessing. I see how fun and reliable he is. I felt safe with him. He understands me and helps so much. Then, during our final month of traveling together, he suddenly proposed. We haven't spoken about marriage more than a few times in the last couple of years, as I thought we were focusing on the core issues in our relationship. In the moment, I was so shocked I couldn't say anything for about 10 seconds and then eventually spat out a pathetic, "I think so."
Oh!
Then I turned to him and asked, "Why now?" He said he wanted to show me where he was at the relationship, and looking back, I can see how lovely the gesture was. I know I need to tell him that I need more time, but the more I think about it, the more worried I become. If my instinctual answer wasn't a resounding yes, should it be a no? I think she listens to this podcast. She must. She just wrote to the wrong columnist. He deserves someone who can say hell yes to him. No? Am I crazy for thinking we aren't ready for this until we've solved these issues in couples therapy before even considering a proposal? The potential next steps I have dreamed up are: A, couples therapy. If the therapist thinks I should be able to work on myself in this relationship, I will try my best and we can revisit the marriage discussion after working through these core issues. B, I ask us to break up and then we'll give him the power to make the contact, to make contact. Mm. I want to make the contact.
I love
with your wrinkled penny.
Contact.
Make the contact with me in a year if he wants to try things again. I genuinely don't think I will ever stop loving him and can't imagine being with anyone else. This is so long. I know. We know. Apologies if it's too much, but please weigh in here. What do you think? What would you do from a teary-eyed traveler?
Holy fucking information.
I'm so much confused.
Okay, go on. That can help you.
I was almost shocked when she was describing him on the trip, on the traveling.
He was reliable.
He was
perfect.
Yeah.
And imagine it without
I felt
him.
So safe.
He's
he
a
was
blessing.
So reliable.
Yep.
Like, why is this something you've never experienced with him prior to traveling with him?
Mm.
And if so, why did it take traveling for you to experience this version of him?
Mm-hmm. I have a theory on that.
And also, my brain is
la 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 la.
No, just like 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right?
You're marrying or you're not.
Mm-hmm.
You've mentioned several times I can't imagine not being with him. Even if we break up, I hope in a year he comes back to me.
Right?
Yes, a ring on your finger isn't going to change anything.
No.
But if you're not planning on having a life without him, then the ring is just another step in the direction that you're hoping for.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What's your thoughts and feelings and answers?
My initial instinct was she's either afraid to be alone. Or
what was your theory for my first traveling question?
That's just kind of part of it. If she's afraid to be alone, the traveling part when he went there is she's recognizing these things, I think, in my opinion, all over again, because she romanticized the trip. It's something that she always wanted to do. And so in the romanticizing the trip, she's romanticized the experience. So she was able, because she was in that position mentally to pick up on the things that he's probably done. But she's been in this position where she doesn't know if she wants to be with him back and forth.
She's so focused on these are the issues that we need to figure out
mm-hmm.
in the day-to-day relationship. Mm-hmm. And then finally they go on this trip and she's like, fuck it, let's have a vacation.
Right.
And so he gets to...
Well, he wasn't invited at first.
She lets go of the at-home day-to-day bullshit. Yep.
She's on vacation mentally, spiritually, and that's okay.
Right, emotionally. Right?
But she's kind of left her reservations at home.
So it's like kind of back to the honeymoon phase.
Mm-hmm. Because it's an experience that's brand new for the both of us. And we're making the best of it. And it could be that he showed a whole different side of himself. Sure. How do you separate that? And if you're still questioning it, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Especially if he proposes to you, which I'm willing to bet he planned. If you guys were away together, he had that ring and he was waiting for the perfect moment.
Unless he got so caught up in their shift.
Oh, right. A ring is just an assumption.
He could have went down to...
Or not.
The corner store and was like, let me find a diamond because I'm marrying this woman.
Maybe. Maybe he got caught up in the same thing.
Right.
But that your response was, I think so. And then you've been kind of going back and forth.
Not a resounding yes.
She answered her own question.
Right. Although we do get stuck in our heads. We will.
No. Like what?
Yeah. Yeah. I know, Beth.
Like what?
Yeah. I know.
I have no fucking idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. Sure don't.
Sure don't.
Sure don't.
Sure don't. Fucking men.
What is
No, you haven't given an answer yet.
Her name's not Bethany.
No. Actually, I want to add one more thing to this.
What?
I don't know if I brought this up the last episode that we recorded, but I recently saw this therapist on Instagram. Like, she's a psychology expert. I think she's brilliant because I can listen to her talk forever. I don't know if I'm mesmerized by her or what she has to say, but she kind of breaks down that idea that we have to be healed in order to form lasting relationships or genuine connections with people.
Mm-hmm.
Where she goes, says who? Why do you have to be healed? This is how we heal.
This is the conversation I just had with you.
Oh,
I'm going to meet my dream man at Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's going to stay with me through all of my unhealed relationshipness. Yep. And then we're going to live happily ever after.
I forgot that that's why I wanted to bring this up.
Interesting.
Why I didn't bring it up during our 101 conversation.
Right.
Right. But like, we actually heal and we learn about ourselves through our interactions with other people.
Right.
Why do we have to be healed in order to move forward? The very definition of healing is moving forward.
Yes. However, it's like ingrained in us that putting a ring on the finger will exacerbate all the negative.
Will make it worse?
Yeah. Will bring out the worst parts of the relationship.
Oh, okay.
So maybe that's why she's stuck on, but we haven't fixed XYZ.
Mm-hmm.
Because putting a ring on the finger doesn't solve any of these issues.
Right.
It just kind of makes them worse.
Right.
Because now it's like, well, now I'm your wife. So now I'm expecting XYZ.
I think that's a really interesting perspective too, because I was never conditioned to like, this is going to bring out the worst in another person. I was always like,
this will fix the issues.
No. It was more of like, you know who the real person is when they're angry. You know who the real person is when they're drunk. Like, that's what I was conditioned to. Marriage, the relationship status, that was an afterthought.
Yeah, I guess it's more like so many women, you know, think that having a baby will keep a man.
Right.
Or getting a ring on your finger will fix the relationship. Mm-hmm. But it just kind of makes things worse.
It's interesting. Yeah, I never thought and about so, it that way.
Possibly that's why she's like, oh my God, in this moment, yes, but we haven't fixed anything.
Right.
So like, yeah, I guess I'll marry you. But also my brain is going to all the negative. because now for me, it's like, okay, well, now everything's going to be worse. Mm-hmm.
I think that was her sobering moment during the trip that finally brought her back to
this this perfect
this is trip. I made this up.
Beautiful, romantic getaway.
This attentive man.
He's
the same man.
Making me feel safe. He's taking care of things. He's mm-hmm. being reliable. And he finally proposes to mm-hmm. me. And it's not a resounding yes.
Right.
Yeah, that's very telling.
I feel like that's like you're not.
I think she's right in asking, like, if it's not a resounding yes, is
right.
that a no?
I ask myself that question a lot. Do you?
No.
Really?
I am more.
This
of
whole
the...
podcast is a sham.
No, because I'm strictly. It's not a resounding yes, so it's a no.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Instead of asking myself, like,
oh, so your default.
My yes, my core is like, it's not a resounding
if
yes.
It's a meh.
So it's a right.
It's a meh,
it's a no, even if I don't want it to be a no. Right. It's not a resounding yes.
Got it. Let's go to Meredith.
Meredith.
Let's go, because I think the relationship is over, in my opinion. I think the relationship was over 4 years ago when you wanted to take time for yourself, because yes, I would also ask for a moment of clarity after I suffer a huge life event.
A lot of reasons why this man hasn't proposed in 9 years.
You think so?
Yeah. Men are built that way.
Not always.
Like, I know what I know. And either I'm tagging this girl along until it's like out of my system and, you know, we got 7 kids and yada, yada, yada. She's mm-hmm. stuck with me through everything.
Right.
Type of thing versus like, I don't know, maybe.
Mm. Well, let's go to Meredith.
Mm.
It's okay to say maybe to a proposal. I stopped because I want you to answer right the fuck now.
Sorry, I can't.
In theory, is it okay?
I feel like there's no such thing as a maybe for a proposal.
Yeah, to me, it's,
do either
it's
know
very rare that a proposal lasts beyond a not yes.
Right. In right. a maybe. I guess so.
Yeah.
Honey,
it's usually all or nothing.
I'll take the ring back. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm sure a ton of people date for 2 years, have a blissful time, decide to get married, and scream yes without hesitation, only to figure out at year 8 that marriage is not what they expected. Others date, have kids, stay together for 20 years, propose for the ritual of it all, and give an easy yes because they already know their systems work. Your maybe is about timing and what you know in the moment. All it means is that based on the information you have, you can't give a final answer. It's a reasonable response. 2, there's no one, but there's a 2. I don't think a therapist will tell you whether you can or should work on yourself in the relationship. They should be able to help you figure that out for yourself. Therapy is the one thing you haven't tried, and both of you are on board for this. Just get there. 3, it sounds like this grand trip is ending and that you'll have to return to reality broke and ready to rebuild. Please don't put pressure on yourself to answer all of life's questions as soon as you return. You're both going to have to adjust to being in one place again. It might be annoying and uncomfortable, which makes sense. Can you table everything for now and be loving partners as you figure out what's next? If I were him, I wouldn't let go of it if he was serious about it. So I'm going to say no. I understand why you think you need answers. It's been years and you've been through a lot together. Holy shit, memory unlocked. I proposed on a trip.
And didn't get a resounding yes.
And there's my sign.
No more trip proposals?
No more trips. No more proposals. No more. On paper, it seems like questions should get answered. That the two of you should make a plan. But you're not someone who chose a simple path of dating, marriage, home, kids at a certain year, holiday decorations, etc. You've been traveling for 6 months. You've moved around. Delete the timeline, remove expectations, and think about what you want to do now. These massive questions will be answered, but not tomorrow. It might help both of you to say, for now, we're just taking the next step, being good to each other, and seeing how we feel about it. In this case, a quote maybe might mean, what an exciting idea. We'll see. Meredith.
Why can't you figure things out with a ring on your finger?
That's my question.
Nobody's saying get engaged and
solve
go
all
back
the world's
home,
problems.
Go back home and start your wedding.
Right.
You can be engaged for as long as you want.
You can commit. That's what it is.
Right.
Promise.
It's what you've been doing for the last 9 years.
Yeah. even when you wanted to leave, like a normal marriage, like right. a normal relationship.
There's things we need to.
You were willing to work on it.
You both agree to work on those things.
There's something else we don't have. There's more to this. Yeah,
I'm with you. What's next?
This one's a bummer, right? Well, speaking of bummer.
Oh?
My boyfriend slept with my mom before we met.
What?
Yeah, is it a bummer or did he bum her?
What?
This one's from November 2nd, 2023.
Please have ages at least.
I don't know what to do. I'm a 27-year-old woman with a boyfriend, and I just learned something I can't quite figure out how to deal with. I really hope you can help me because this is something I never thought would happen to me. I finished grad school and met the love of my life. He's kind. He's funny. He's great in bed, and I have never been so happy. He's a woman.
Your mom has never been so happy either.
We've been together for a year now, but something happened just recently, and I don't know what to do. My mom and dad divorced when I was in college, and I had a lot of problems dealing with that. I lived with my mom most of that time, and I am now in my own place, which is so freeing. I met my boyfriend after I started working full-time, and we hit it off like from the very first meeting. Oh, it's written how she talks. Sorry, I'm judging you. I had had boyfriends in high school and college, but he was beyond all those. I swear we fell for each other on date number two. It was totally fun. I wanted to go slowly, and he totally was fine with that. Last year, I felt it was time to introduce him to my mom, and I felt that introducing him to her, what?
Just imagine introducing your mom to your boyfriend, and your mom's like, oh, you.
What do you mean?
I oh, fucked right. you.
Oh. Oh, so you're thinking
nice
past tense.
Nice to meet you.
You're thinking past. Oh, I was like.
Isn't that not the question?
Well,
I found out my boyfriend banged my mom before.
Yeah, I guess I didn't. Oh, before? Oh, before we met. I guess I didn't catch that part. No, well, I just read the shit. Back. I told you a million times. Yeah. I don't pay attention to myself.
We know.
All right. I'm going to try that again.
This is why I'm dying. Imagine that introduction. Your mom's face, your boyfriend's face. All of a sudden, your boyfriend's got a
chub. Your boyfriend's face and your mom's crotch.
And your mom's like, cheeks are beet red and. You're just like,
and what? Her face and then is beet red too.
Nobody says anything. And then it's like, you finally put A and B together.
A and D together. Mm. I thought that was super clever.
It is. But it's I'm offensive
crying.
For women.
I'm fucking crying. Is it?
Yes. We don't need A and D unless we're old and dried up.
Definitely not where I was going with that.
You were thinking of anal.
And dick.
Right. That's why I said women don't go to A&D.
Not all of them.
Because we don't. Yeah, right. Not all of them.
Oh!
Okay, continue.
Oh my God. What's going on with me? I've never felt so dense in my life. Lately, I feel like I can't get any fucking dirty joke. Even though I started it.
I was going to say, you're the one who told the joke.
Just fuck off and listen to me, will you?
Okay.
Last year, I felt it was time to introduce him to my mom, and I felt that introducing him to her first would make it easier to introduce him to my dad. Sure, if they're divorced.
Great.
Everything went well. We met at a restaurant and had dinner and conversation
and everything.
You're
that fucking college kid who fucked my wife.
You're the one that put me in Campbell's counseling.
There, now you're just standing there like, what?
This is like Shameless.
My mom
remember?
And dad broke up because my mom had an affair with my college boyfriend and my imagine.
Oh my God.
That's so good. Keep going.
After dinner, my boyfriend and I went back to my place, and that's when everything went crazy. My boyfriend told me that he had slept with my mom in the past. I was completely shocked. I couldn't believe it. My boyfriend explained that before we met, he and some friends had been at a bar and he met my mom there. He said they had chatted and shared drinks and she had taken him home for the night. He told me it was the only time they had hooked up and he never met or contacted her again. He was incredibly sorry and he didn't know what he should do, but he believed that telling me the truth was the only right decision. Please, Meredith. Please, Meredith. I don't know what to do or what to think. Should I shut my eyes? Should I forgive him? Should I confront my mom? I love my mom, and I know she has every right to find happiness wherever she can. But with my boyfriend, somehow this seems wrong. Please help. afraid of where to turn. I'm going to ask a question.
What's your question?
Do you think that the boyfriend needs forgiveness?
No.
Okay. All done. That's all I need.
What I'm stuck on is, she finally decided it's time for him to meet the parents.
Mm-hmm.
They went to dinner, was it?
Met with the mom at dinner, yep.
And then after dinner, went back home together.
Right.
So, okay.
So he didn't say it at dinner. He waited until we were alone.
Well, right. I was stuck on like why mom hasn't said anything yet. But if you went straight from dinner back together, right? Yeah. A.
D. Let's just fucking skip everything in between.
I think I'm not getting past this. You fucked my mother.
I think.
Intentionally, unintentionally. Didn't know it was my mom. I wasn't in the picture.
Yep.
You're not wrong. You're not being crucified.
I just can't.
Personally cannot get past this.
Nope.
Especially, we've been intimate. Your peen has been in and around. And
you could be my stepdad. You could have been a father to baby sibling thing.
What if I asked on your D after you...
C on my F?
After you...
A.
After you F'd in my mom.
F'd like, in my M.
You know, like, yeah. I'm horrible at statistics. We're just not getting an A. Just for not.
A plus A squared plus B squared.
Your D plus my mom squared.
Equals the end of this relationship. I
the Z score you. For.
There are some things that you just. You don't.
It's like no harm, no foul.
Until there's a foul.
But personally, I can't. I'm not ever going to be able to be intimate with you again without thinking about my mother.
Yeah.
Ever.
Also, let's say I'm as insecure as I am. I'm never going to be able to be like, you're looking at my mother.
Right? We can't ever have one of those nights where it's like, mom, can you just, I'm so tired. I'm so whatever. Can you just bring Tom home?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you can't.
Right.
Because you and Tom.
Like Thanksgiving, like, wow, you really stuffed that bird, Mrs. H. Like, you know what I mean?
You've seen my mom naked.
Yeah.
My mom's seen your... I'm not getting past this ever.
I can't either. I think this is one of those make or breaks. Like, let's just call this a clean break. Yes, I love you.
I want to meet the type of person that can get past this.
Mm-hmm.
And that can continue to have a sexual, physical relationship with this person.
Well, you know they're constantly high, right? They're the people that you picture at home making, like, hemp bracelets.
So it's like, peace and love to everyone.
And they chew on, like, fucking... Weed seeds, marijuana seeds.
Weed seeds,
hemp seeds.
We typically try to stay away from the stems and the seeds.
Right. That's why they chew them. Like they're that kind of earthy, crunchy person. It's like we don't let anything go to waste.
Oh. No, they just
the only thing I know about weed.
They repot them. They don't eat them.
Okay, sure. I just figured they just chew on them.
Like they taste terrible.
Do they like straw? You know what I mean? Horrible. Like, you know, if you're in
like
the
burnt
cell.
Straw.
Really?
Yeah. It's bad.
I was just.
And they snap, crackle, and pop when you try to smoke them.
Well, there's water in them. So
it's
yes.
Like,
it's a seed.
Like, oh, that one had a seed in it.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
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 All right. Meredith?
Yeah.
I think we're good.
Yeah.
Okay. You're not going to get over this.
Period.
Time to,
doesn't matter if I love you. Doesn't matter if you're the perfect man on earth. Doesn't matter if like nothing matters other than you fucked my mom.
Right. I'm just like thinking of all those scenarios like Christmas, him handing my mother a gift and me jumping like, don't fucking open it.
Also, what's mom gonna? I need to know like
I want
to
know
after
who,
he tells you and then you go see
Tom?
Mom the next day.
Where's Tom? Does,
is mom like.
I liked him. I bet you did.
I have
Mom.
Something to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Or was it like?
I really wish that this. Listen, this couldn't have. Could she have written this like minutes after that? There's got to be another. I feel like if Mom told her, she would have said
that. That's why I was trying to. That's why I was.
I would just wouldn't tell my mom. Trust my mom to tell
the
me the truth ever.
Like
again.
We went to dinner.
Yeah.
And then him and I went back home, and now I'm writing to calmness because what the fuck do I do now?
Should I forgive him? Should I confront my mom? There's nothing to forgive or confront. It just happened. If you can't be...
And it sounds like you haven't given your mom time enough mm-hmm. to
right.
bring it up.
She does have every right to happiness. You do too. If this is something you can't get past, and I don't blame you, then it's over. It really is. Because there's no one to blame here. This isn't right, a blame thing. Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's see what Meredith says.
I'm sorry. Oh.
Well,
is that a,
and in parentheses, it says deep breath.
Yeah.
It sounds like you've been sitting with this discomfort for a long time. Your boyfriend disclosed his history with your mom shortly after meeting her. The introduction happened last year.
This is like what came first. The
oh, I've been that.
Yeah. My mom did.
The chicken did.
My mom.
She was with a man.
Huh?
He came first. She was with a man.
She was with a young man.
He came first. She was.
Continue.
What are you just going to fucking trust me?
Is it because I'm a man? Said continue.
Thank you. I assume that means you've kept the status quo since. You seem to want this relationship to continue, and that's okay. Your mother didn't go to a bar that night looking to sleep with your boyfriend because he wasn't your boyfriend yet. She didn't betray you. Also,
it's been a year. What has mom said?
I'm dying to fucking know.
How have you...
Meredith might bring this up. Hold on. There's time. And there's no need to forgive your boyfriend for his past behavior because there was no cheating here. He told you about their history as soon as he could because he didn't want secrets, which that's new.
My instinct was he told you immediately because
mom was going to tell you.
Mom was going to be like, oh, honey.
Well, he just opened his mouth way too fucking soon, I appear.
Well, that's why I made sure to the time.
You're more in tune with this shit.
They went to dinner and then went right back home together. I can't imagine
this situation,
period. And he immediately told her.
Mm-hmm.
So mom hadn't even had a chance.
I know friends who have dated each other's exes. No comment. I know a person who married a sibling's ex and everyone is cool with it. This is different. But it's all about how you and your boyfriend frame it. It's only as important as it feels. Feels like you slept with my mother.
Like, feels pretty important. I think I'm like fucking, you banged my mom. Like,
why are we still together? Also, it's not like what happens in The Graduate. So if you talk to others about this and they bring up the film, don't watch it. At least not now. I'd never watched The Graduate. Have you?
No. I don't know what The Graduate is.
It sounds like we need to watch it.
For sure.
Yes. So we can talk about it on this podcast.
Yeah.
The big question here seems to be about how to address this with your mom, if at all.
If
the
at
big
all.
Question here is within why hasn't year? Mom addressed this exactly. with me?
Has mom not brought it up? Have you not mentioned it
I wonder
to mom?
If she doesn't remember. Was she like fucking bombed?
Mom was like, you know what?
The I'm first dick tonight. That walks
I'm done
in this
with this.
Yep. Going through a divorce, all that shit.
Yes, exactly.
Maybe.
Is that better or worse? Mom doesn't remember.
No, because I won't be able to be boyfriend. Like, you're looking at my mom. I was just saying hi to her. I don't give a fuck. You made eye contact. And you remembered her enough to say, hey, clearly she was drunk, but you were like, fucking. No, fuck you, dude. It's not. No, fuck you. Plus, if one of the men I dated slept with my mom, there's a problem right there. I don't know enough about your relationship with her, so I can't say. Maybe it can be a simple conversation about how you know everyone has a history here, but that it's ancient at this point, so you're moving ahead. Please know that your mom probably wants to protect you. I wouldn't have expected her to yell, oh my God, we did it, during a first meeting. She's probably thinking, well, what are the ethics here? How can I center my kid in this wild situation?
Oh my God.
And she did. Doesn't have to be a deal breaker. It also doesn't have to be anyone else's business. Thinking about dad here, he does not need to be part of this narrative. Meredith.
Well, clearly, dad was out of the picture a long time ago. Or maybe not. Does it say?
Meredith, yes, you're being logical in your explanation. Grand scheme, majority says. No, that's cross-contamination.
Oh, The Graduate
mm-hmm.
is specifically about a college man who is seduced by a bored housewife. But what begins as fun, Trist turns complicated when Benjamin falls for the one woman Mrs. Robinson demanded he stay away from, her daughter. So The Graduate is about this college kid who starts banging a mom and then wants the daughter after. Also, this is from 1967.
I'm watching The Graduate. I want to see how much fucking furry bush we can see.
Ew, yep. Not moms.
And that's it. Just like this is it.
That's it.
I got nothing left to contribute to these people.
Yeah.
You know the drill. The questions, the comments, all the concerns.
And the drinks.
You guys, thank you for sticking around with us and listening to this bullshit.
Yes, we love you. And we appreciate you.
And we appreciate you. And you're beautiful. And you're wonderful. And everything about you reeks of logic and circumstance.
And he did have sexual relations with that woman.
And catch everything within those 4 months. And thank you for listening.
You've been ill-advised.
Catch everything within those 4 months.
I don't get it.
I don't either. Sexual relations with that woman.
Your mom?
Oh, yeah. I've been ill-advised.
Bye.
Canceled. Ill-Advised is hosted and produced by Stephanie and Ray.
AKA your Beths.
Send us your questions, your comments, all of your concerns,
and your drink recommendations
to illadvisedpodcast@gmail.com. You can catch up on all of our episodes and our show notes at illadvisedpodcast.com.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at illadvisedthepodcast. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe
on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen.
You've been ill-advised.